Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Hello? Anybody here?
I'll be with you in a minute.
Why, hello, Mr. Webster. I guess Grandpappy Sparks is working on something in the back room.
Oh, well, I certainly give him a lot of credit. You know, Ray, I don't think there's anything that Grandpappy Sparks can't do.
Land sakes! Mr. Webster! Haven't seen you in a long time.
Oh, I know. It's been over 2 years.
What you been doing for yourself?
Oh, nothing much. I've been traveling all over the country with the carnival.
Carnival? I didn't know you were working for a carnival. What do you do?
Why, I've been running the fun house.
The fun house? Why, what's that?
Oh, you know, a place where you have spooks and things. I take care of the Room of Mirrors.
Room of Mirrors, huh? If that don't beat all, I was just in the back room putting a new frame around my old mirror. And the new frame looks pretty good, even if I do say so myself.
Tell Mr. Webster about that contest in the Science magazine.
Contest? Now, Grandpappy Sparks, don't tell me you've gone and entered a contest.
Well, I guess I have, sort of.
Grandpappy was going to enter a reflecting light contest.
What in the world is a reflecting light contest anyway?
Oh, you were supposed to think of something to make which would reflect light. So, I thought about fixing up my old mirror.
Well, that sounds like a good project.
Mr. Webster, since you work with mirrors all the time, maybe you could help us learn about reflected light.
Me? Help you? Oh, Ray, I think you're the best when it comes to knowing about things.
Ray sure does know a lot.
Why don't you find one of your radio programs, Ray? One that might talk about light and things that reflects light.
Yeah, how about it, Ray? Can you do it?
Well, I'll try, but I'll have to do some searching first.
Well, search away.
It doesn't.
Here's a program about light right now. Let's all listen.
Morning, when you get up, there is sunlight. Maybe it's cloudy and you can't see the sun, but it really is shining. If you were flying high above the clouds in an airplane, you could see the sun still shining, even though it was cloudy down on the ground. In the daytime, there is light. That's because the sun is shining on your part of the world. Even at night when you go to bed, there is light. There may be bright moonlight or bright stars shining. Even if the moon isn't out or the stars are hidden behind clouds, there may be light from a street light or from passing cars or other houses. All the time, there is light around you. When it's dark outside, You turn on a light. The lamp in your room makes everything bright again. But what about going outside at night? What could you take with you that makes light? You might turn on a flashlight, perhaps. Some flashlights make a lot of light, while small penlight flashlights are made to give only a small, bright spot of light. But even when all street lights, car lights, flashlights are off, there is still some light. It's hard to find a place that is really dark. Sunlight comes from the sun. The sun is very hot. It sends out light to us. Starlight comes from the stars. The stars are like our sun, only very far away, and they too are very hot. They send out light to us. Light comes from things that are very hot. The flame of a candle is hot. The little bulb in a flashlight is hot. And the big bulb in a lamp is hot. We call these hot things light sources. They are sources because light comes from them. These sources must be very hot to make light. We can see things that are hot enough to make light. We see the sun, the stars, the candle flame, and the light bulb. They are good light sources. Suppose you were in a dark room, a room so dark that there was no light at all. And suppose there were some way you could heat a nail to make it get hotter and hotter. The nail would get so hot, it would make a light. There would be a red glow in the room. When it got hotter, the nail would make yellow light. And then light that was almost white. The hotter it got, the more light it would make. That is just what happens inside an electric light bulb. When you turn the switch, little wires inside the bulb get hot. They get so hot that they send out a lot of light. We see things when they get hot enough to make light. We also see things that light falls upon. Most of the things that we see, things like chairs, people, trees, grass, rocks, books, are not hot. They do not send out their own light. We see them because light falls on them, light that comes from the sun, or a candle, or a light bulb. It comes from a light source, something that is hot. The light comes straight from that light source. It travels in straight lines. When light falls on something, it bounces off again, just like a rubber ball bounces. When light bounces off something, we say that the light is reflected or turned around. Light that is reflected is turned around and sent back to us. We see whatever is reflecting in that light. We see trees, grass, and rocks because sunlight falls on them. They reflect sunlight to us. We can see the moon because sunlight falls on it. The moon reflects sunlight to us. The moon really does not make its own light. Moonlight is just the reflected sunlight.
By doggies! That sure was an interesting story, Ray. I didn't know there was so much to know about light.
The study of light is interesting, Grandpappy.
I'm not sure I understand everything, though.
Light is hard to understand sometimes. Just remember that light comes from things that are very hot.
Like the sun or the flame of a candle.
Right. Even though we don't think about it, the little bulb in a flashlight is hot, and a big bulb in a lamp is even hotter. Therefore, it gives us more light.
Oh, I get it. Things that are very hot give off light.
But remember, they must be very hot to make light.
But what about this reflected light stuff? I mean, I'm not so sure I understand all of that.
Light is reflected when it bounces off something. We see things by reflected light.
Let me help a little. Mr. Webster, see my workbench over there?
Your workbench? Yes, I see it.
Well, you can see it because light is shining on it. The light is bouncing right back to your eyes. That's called reflected light. Is that right, Granny?
Well, that's right, Grandpappy.
And we can see the moon up in the sky because the sun's light is shining on the moon, and the light is bouncing back to our eyes here on Earth. Right, Ray?
Right again, Grandpappy.
Oh, I get it. We're able to see things because light that is shining on them is reflected or sent back to our eyes.
That's the way I see it, Mr. Webster.
So the things I see around me all have reflected light.
Well, look right here in the hobby shop. How many things can you see by reflected light, and how many things can you see because they send out their own light?
Now, let's see. We've always said that my workbench can be seen by reflected light.
How many things do you see that send out their own light, Grandpappy?
Well, what about that light bulb above the workbench? When I turn it on, it gives out light.
Boy, that's a good example. The light bulb over the workbench does send out light.
And on the workbench is a flashlight. That can send light out, too.
Grandpappy, why don't you and Mr. Webster go outside and take a little walk around town? See how many things you can find that reflect light. And how many things that can make their own light.
By grannies, you know that sounds like fun. How about it, Mr. Webster? Do you want to take a little walk?
Well, sounds like a good idea to me, Grandpappy.
You'll probably see only one thing outside that makes his own light.
One thing? What do you... Oh, yes, I know what it is. That one thing is the sun.
Right. But as it starts getting dark this evening, you'll see lots of things that give off their own lights.
Since it is daylight, I'll bet we'll see lots and lots of things that reflect light.
That's true. We see most things because they reflect light.
Let me get my sweater. I want to start that walk right now.
Me too. Let's get going.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Webster. I think I'll take my big mirror along. I've spent 4 days putting a new frame around it, and might as well show it off. It's right over here in my workroom. Ah, here it is. It's the best mirror in the whole town. Now then, I'll just lift up one end high in the air and... Dang, Raddick! Now, look what I've done. I've dropped and broken my big mirror. If that don't beat all. Well, like I've always said, anyone who tries to carry a big mirror had better watch himself. Get it? Watch himself.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.